Hi, Joshua.
Dude, what is good, Carla?
I'm eating, as always, because I just woke up and it's 12:57.
Carla's feasting. I'm over here running through my little goals for the year. You feel me? Looking at my goals list.
Well, cannot relate. I feel like I have become a potato.
A potato flew around it.
I remember that. I remember that from high school.
Well, my
Yeah,
bad.
I
That's
don't
the
know. I've
goal.
been really motivated to do shit, even though like our last episode we were talking about things to help you do shit, but like I just can't get myself to be productive. So actually, to record this episode, Joshua had to call me and tell me to get my shit together and get ready to record. And I was like, you know what? You're right.
Yo, that's what good. That's what good friends are. You know,
Oh,
you hold each other. You feel
I like
me?
it when you rub your own ego.
I'm just saying, you know, if I was any other person, I'd just be like, oh, fuck it, whatever. Let me just let her, whatever. It's like, nah, nigga, like, I gotta check you. Like, yo, what's up? What's going on? Let's go. Work time.
No, honestly, I appreciate it. It's just been hard. I like got my period and had a little anxiety attack yesterday and started crying like a little baby. But also it's because I got my period that I start crying like a baby, so.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. So I've had anxiety attacks that hit like that, where you just like your body's in shock.
Yeah. These are strange times, so. But we're here to make it a little bit better if possible, so.
Dude, we here to clown with y'all. You feel me?
So.
Give y'all some funny ass stories, hopefully. I think.
Hopefully. Welcome to What the Fuck Latinx, the podcast where Josh and Carla talk about our Latin culture, history, food, music, our legends, the things that makes us Latino that we grew up listening, and the things that we're proud of or that we're recently learning, which is really cool.
More chancletas.
Joshua has an obsession with chancletas. I think he low-key
Thing
is into
is,
dominant woman, but
high key, high key, high key, high key, high key. But also like high key, not even Dominican, but Hispanic moms are like wizards with a belt and a chancleta. Like if there was a chancleta throwing Olympics, it would be all Latina moms.
you're not lying.
Yo, I'm convinced that they can curve the chancleta around the walls, bro. It's like,
Yeah, they can.
yo.
They look at the angle, they do math.
She calculates it. You on the couch, chilling, talking spicy, and she hits you from all the way from the kitchen. Bro, how'd that happen?
I was a good kid. Not, I.
Nah, I've gotten a couple chancletas thrown at my head.
At the head, not even the face.
Nah, she's trying to kill me. Shit. Diablo. Whoosh. Whoosh. Yeah.
Yo, I woke up hungry today.
I woke up like extra sleepy.
My potato flew around my room. You left me stuck with that song stuck in my head. Now I'm like, you're gonna spend the rest of the day singing that little annoying ass.
That is
That's not the vibes.
yo. That shit is funny though. You couldn't go a week without seeing that on your timeline.
You remember the dress?
Oh no, not the dress. Think of the is it gold? Is
Blue,
it blue?
blue. Yeah, is it blue? What is it? Black and blue, or like gold and white? Was that?
Bro,
I can't remember those what
that
exactly,
was
but
the worst fucking that was the worst fucking month. That shit went on for a while too.
I was in high school and I remember being like, okay. I actually saw both colors. I saw blue and black first, and then I stared at it long enough that it turned white and gold, like in my eyes. Like I saw a transition of color in my eyes, and I was like, fuck, is there something wrong with my eyes? It was a crazy ass illusion.
I'm just gonna stay quiet because I even brought that shit into Photoshop. I started picking the colors, and when you pick the colors, it is actually fucking gold and white.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. The owner admitted that
Carla, we're not.
like blue and black. The illusion was white and
It
gold.
was gold and white.
The Illusion, yeah.
No. Did I just get it wrong? Oh my god. Oh shit.
Yeah, the person that owned the dress later on said that how everything started was she sent her dress to her friend to be like, do you think I should wear this today? And the friend thought white and gold, but the owner was said it was purple and blue. So they got purple and black or whatever.
Black and blue, Carla, not purple.
Whatever.
Gosh. All right, now let's skip. Let's move on to the next thing. I'm not trying to talk about this dress. We can make a whole episode about this dress.
But would we want to? No.
And would people want to listen to that shit? No. All right, let's get it though. So what do you want to talk about today?
Okay. So I've noticed a trend that when we talk about ghost stories, our listeners, that's like what they want to listen. I don't understand, y'all. We did food. Y'all feel about the food. I don't remember how many episodes we've done. We did a couple episodes. Y'all were just like, food wasn't where it was at. Music was entrepreneurs was No, actually, entrepreneurs had a lot of listeners.
I'm trying to think, like,
but ghost stories is like,
y'all like anything that's not ghost stories?
No. So actually, I had a little, I mean, I know you know this story because obviously.
Oh.
Because obviously, but.
Come on, man.
When I used to be little, I used to have an imaginary friend, so I kind of wanted to talk more about like.
Oh.
Children imaginary friends and like. What that's like in a Hispanic household, because I just think that's funny.
Let's get it.
What do you mean? Let's get it.
Let's get it. No, I'm amped to talk about fucking ghost stories and shit.
Yeah, so when I was younger, once upon a time, was a little Carla running around the house.
No fucking way.
And, yeah. So, obviously, I remember some parts of this, but this has been told by my mom, so take it with a grain of salt, I guess. It's like, obviously, I'm not being like, I don't think this was a dream because this happened to my mom when she was awake. But also, like, I was a kid, so, you know, it's still fun to talk about. I just like to talk about these things. So, when I was around, like, 3.5-4 years old, let me also turn this fucking fan off.
Cool. Turn the fan off.
My mom tells me that I used to have this imaginary friend that I used to, like, play hands game with. So, like, I don't know what they're called, but, like, when you do...
Oh, patty cake?
Yeah, patty cake and all that kind of games. Like, I used to just, like, play with the air with my imaginary friend. And so I would do it, like, outside of the house, too. Like, we used to take the bus back when she didn't have a car. And in the bus, I'd be, like, in it. I'd be, like, talking to them, like... And then my mom would be, like, who are you talking to? And I'd be, like, oh, him. Like, you know... Don't you see him right in front of us?
Oof.
And my mom would be like, huh?
I'm getting goosebumps right now.
What? So, like, the most memorable thing that happened was we were talking about... No. So, the way that my kind of, like, house was distributed was we had, like, the living room, and then there was this long hallway that had a closet. And at the end of the hallway, there was 3 doors. So it was like my room, her room, and the bathroom.
Doesn't sound creepy at all.
I know. On top of that, we have this knowledge that before us, it was a 2-bedroom apartment. Before we moved in there, there lived an older lady that lived there with her nurse. And she died sleeping in my mom's room. Oh. So we have this background information, you know. So I'm like running around the house, laughing and playing or whatever, like catch me. And then my mom's like, stop it. Like, you te vas a caer y te vas a dar un golpe and whatever. And I'm like, oh no, I'm just playing with him. And mom is like, who's him? And like, I tell him his name. Again, like, I don't know what my imaginary friend's name is because my mom's never wanted to tell me because She says that if I know its name, I'm going to invoke it or call it towards me.
Oh, but she knows the name?
Yeah, she knows the name. She just doesn't want to tell me.
You know what? She's not lying, though.
She's like, if you call it, because it has something with you, you're going to invoke it. And I'm like, I don't know the name, so.
What if you say the name by mistake, though? Does that work the same way?
I don't think so, because I'm not referring to it, I guess, because I don't know what it is.
Oh, because you'd actually have to be thinking about it and then saying the name.
Yeah. It could be Richard, as far as I know, and I don't fucking know any Richard.
Oh, stop, nigga. bro, the minute you said Richard, my body said no.
Really? I don't know. I just made that up from, like, the character from Friends.
Also, I have an enemy from, like, fucking high school named Richard.
Say no more.
That might be it, because I fucking beat Richard up one time.
And potato flew around your room.
And fucking Richard's been holding this grudge for years, man. Richard used to work at, like, Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yo, I miss eating donuts.
Dude, let me finish the story, though. So I went into Dunkin' Donuts one day, right? Me, my little cousins, whatever. And Richard's there. And my cousins are fucking young. They're like 14, 15. And they're on some dickhead shit. Okay. And they start making fun of Richard.
Oh.
I don't fucking know that it's Richard. And they're making these funny-ass voices, pretending to be like, you know, of a different sexual orientation. Just clowning Richard, bro. Like, yeah, buddy. And just funny voices. Yo. We go back a couple more times, and one of the girls come. She pulls up to me, and she's like, "So, I guess you and my coworker used to have an issue, blah blah blah. So somebody tagged up the outside of our establishment, and he filed the report and said that it was you. He called the cop. He told the manager. The manager called the cops. They gave your name, blah blah blah. Bro, Richard." Petty as shit, bro.
You didn't respond. Was it you?
What?
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me. That's the funny part. It's like, this nigga really thought I would tag his fucking place of work because I have ill will towards him. Yo, I hadn't thought about Richard for years, like, before that event had happened. Mind you, I didn't even recognize that it was Richard. And he recognized me, but I did not recognize him. And then subsequently, somebody ends up tagging the fucking establishment
and blaming you for it.
And then the motherfucker blames me. And then I tell the girl, I'm like, yo, so what's up? Where's your manager at? Because I got to file a police report against him for giving a false statement. Yo, her face turned white. And she's like, So that's why I reacted to the name Richard like that, because that nigga Richard does not like me.
Joshua, what kind of fucking childhood do you have? What the fuck is that?
Bro, long story short, me and Richard had a fight, whatever. 5 seconds into the fight, Richard trips over himself, and then I punch Richard in the nose, and I think I broke his nose. Needless to say, I can see why Richard held that grudge. Yo, Richard, if you out there listening, bro, I'm sorry, man. You know, I was young.
Very, very stupid. So anyways, so my ghost friend, that has nothing to do with fucking Richard. So again, I was like 4 years old, and my mom was in the hallway closet trying to like get a purse from the high shelf because hers had broken or something. I don't fucking remember. And so the door to her room, which is the door in the middle, creaks, and I start laughing, like I start giggling like a child. And then my mom's like, "What was that?" And I'm like, "Oh, it was just him. He opened the door." And she's like, "Well, tell him that he's not allowed in this home. This home is only for you, for me, and God." And then I look at my mom and I'm like, "Well, he says," and I scream at her, and I'm like, "Well, he says that he's gonna sleep on the floor." And then, bam, the door, like slams shut. Se cierra.
Uh-huh.
Well, like, he says he's going to sleep on the floor. Bam. And then my mom fucking looks at me, and she's like, oh.
What do you mean? Wait, you closed the door like that or something
else? No, it, like, closed itself.
No fucking.
Like, it clicked. Like, the door was kind of, like, como digo, like, half, like,
It's like halfway
two or three open. Two or three centimeters open. And then it just so happened to be like close to the point where like it clicked. You know how you have that little like nub in the door that's like that has to click for the door to close?
All right. Well, wait. Peep game. Are you sure it wasn't just like movement in your apartment building?
No, because we were in the basement. We were like cemented to the ground.
Because when, so I don't think you know this, but in my house, I know when people are opening the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Because the door in my room will either open or close.
But you have wood houses here. We have cement houses in PR.
I don't know, bro.
Cement, that shit won't move. Pal carajo, like.
I'm just trying to.
But this is the creepier part. If you let me tell the story, Joshua. Thank you.
You're so mean.
So then my mom's like, oh, tell him like he's not allowed to be here. Like this is your house, mine, and like only like God's only allowed in this home. Everything negative has to like leave, blah blah blah. And
positive affirmation. Yep.
Yeah, and after I said that, then like the door, after it closed, it opened again. And then I start like laughing hysterically.
No fucking way.
And literally a few days after that, my mom got a sage sword and she cleansed the house.
Wait. A sage sword?
Yeah. So it's like the stick of like specific.
So what do you say? I have a sword. Like a samurai sword? Like how long is that shit?
It's like, it's not crazy.
Like did your mom come in with a white fucking headband, some holy water, the fucking Jesus cross, and a sword?
No. It's called a sage sword, but it's basically like a sage wand. That's six to seven inches.
Came in looking like fucking,
Stop. I'm trying to find, it has sage and like other herbs that are like used in exorcisms and stuff like that.
Okay, where do you even get a sage sword?
Ask my mom. Well, it's PR. They sell it. Like, I don't want to be like, they sell it everywhere, but like, nah, it's more available than here and like in this area. I think we'd have to go to Andover if we wanted to buy like any of that stuff.
Now, I'm pretty sure, yeah, if you know the right people out there in those countries, you find whatever.
Yeah. So like, my mom was given that sword because she was an esthetician.
Uh-huh.
So she worked with bodies and energy, and she went to a training, and then in the training, the lady was like, I think you need this, and she just gave it to my mom for free. So isn't that funny? And then, like, literally days later, my mom did a cleansing on the house, and I never saw my imaginary friend again.
Wait, it only took one pass?
Yeah. Cause it was like a sword. It had like exorcism herbs wrapped with sage, and she like every few weeks she would do it just to like, she would clean the house, and then part of cleaning the house was like turning it on and like smoking the rooms or whatever. And then I just never saw my imaginary friend again.
Dude, I've never like. I used to have an imaginary friend,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't, it was really imaginary. Like there was nobody there ever.
That's the thing about my imaginary friend is like.
Your imaginary friend seems like it was like a real spiritual entity. Like it was real.
Entity. Yes. No, but yeah, that was the weird thing about the my imaginary friend was that my mom knew it wasn't like in my head because things would move around the house, and then she'd be like, Carla, stop doing that. Like she'd be in the kitchen and a ball would come from the right, and she'd be like, Carla, stop throwing things because you're gonna break something. And then she would turn around and I was on the left, and like there was no possible way for me to like
throw it from
the direction that it came from, especially because I was tiny, and it came from up, or it would be like little weird things like that where she'd be like, there's no way that she could have thrown it, so who threw it? And I'd be like, oh, it wasn't me, mommy, it wasn't me. And she wouldn't believe me,
And then you'd probably let out the name. Oh, it was Joshua. Yeah.
Dude. So it was just interesting.
That must have been so nerve-wracking for her as a mom.
Yo, mommy told me she was fucking shitting herself, especially because I used to laugh like a maniac.
Bro. Nothing has really changed since then. You still laugh like a maniac.
You are.
Yo, you have that Harley Quinn laugh.
I don't know what that means, but like, whatever. Okay, like, whatever.
I love you too.
But yeah, so you're telling me as a child you never had experiences or anything?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, I had a couple, like very minor ones, like with, you okay?
Yeah, I'm closing the window.
It's funny, the minute you said you've never had experiences, I hear like a creaking noise coming from your
end. Oh, no, it's the window.
I'm like, oh shit, it's back.
Wait, give me one second.
But no,
Josh.
So, unlike you, I did not have a fucking imaginary friend.
Okay. I'm like scared where this is going.
Nah, all right, so Pete. Because your imaginary friend was like an actual, like, it was something.
Oh, yeah. I would move and stuff around the house all the time.
Exactly. Fucking closing doors, making you laugh like fucking, like a serial killer. Throwing shit at your mom for some reason. Like, I don't think it liked your mom much. Like, thinking about it in hindsight, it definitely wanted to mess with your mom.
Honestly, yeah.
Like,
now that you mention it, this is one instance that I've never forgotten. Well, my mom mentions it more than me, but like, the more that I think about it, the weirder it feels like it was when it happened. Uh-huh. So we used to have these frames that I think was given to us at some point.
Yep.
And it was of two angels like hugging or something like that. And it was blue, and it was in the living room. So I remember we had this one visitor that was a friend of my mom's, or a coworker. Like, she knew someone that my mom knew, so my mom invited her over to like have drinks or whatever, have wine and do like mom stuff. So at this point, I'm still little. I don't remember how old I am though. And I remember that I walked under that frame, under that picture of those two angels. And I went under the whole frame. And when I'm in the corner that I'm like stepping off under the frame suddenly jumped and like some way, somehow it cut the girl, even though she was like 10 steps away. She was like standing by the couch, but I was there and like nothing cut me. I was like literally under it, basically almost like I had just stepped off of under the frame.
Uh-huh.
And that shit fucking,
it jumped towards her.
Yeah, and like it broke and one of the glasses cut her, and like after that she never came back to her house.
Wait, what did she say? Like, what was her reaction?
She was just fucking like freaking out because she was like, I just don't understand because it's so far away, and like it's not, if it would have fallen, we had like a TV under the frame. It would have hit the TV and the TV would have stopped it. It was one of those old, like, boxy TVs.
Oh, you
actually went over the TV and on the floor in front of her and cut her.
Bro, it's annoying. Like, that don't sound normal. Like the laws of physics don't usually work that way.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I obviously, these are a lot of things that I feel like I had forgotten. And then I'm like, wait, if I was walking under it, like, in front of it, why didn't it hit me?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a child, so you know I'm nosy. And, like, it did nothing to me.
That shit, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
That's spooky vibes. It's almost like whatever it was trying to, like, get rid of people, too, that it maybe it felt threatened by.
Mm-hmm. So that lady came that day to hang out with my mom and never came back.
He was like, you know what?
You can come to my place, but I'm not going to yours.
Over here, but I don't know about going over there, boy.
But yeah, so.
All right. So yeah. my I had like different imaginary friends. Like okay. My imaginary friends were really in my head. Like I really created like a superhero, a villain, a fucking.
You name them too.
I would name no. Actually, yeah, because I would build them in my head. I was like, so I grew up by myself, like mm-hmm. You did.
Are you an only child too, or did you grow up as an only child?
No, I grew up as an only child. So like, I was forced to like be creative. Like I had to like. There was days where fuck it, bro. I'm a superhero, and I have my friend Robin with me, and me and Robin are like.
Let me guess, are you Batman? I wish you guys could see his face. Oh.
Yes, Carla. Yes, in my fucking brain, I was Batman. Okay.
And, wait, that's kind of cute.
It's weird though, because I went through phases where it's like. I would create, like, even characters from myself, like, weird, like, personas.
Mm-hmm.
The point where, like, I would change my voice to sound like the character. I created, I created this evil little demon character.
But I'm the weird one with the imaginary friend. He's literally becoming the devil. I don't know.
Listen, bro, I had the creepy, spooky voice. I used to call myself. It was something weird. I thought it was so cool at the time. Like the dark overlord of
Oh my god. You know, some
funny shit. Like
you were watching. It's funny because I don't think the vampire like trend had started yet, right?
No, I don't know what I was watching. No, I was probably watching the spooky Disney movies. Like Halloween Town.
Those were really good, actually.
I think I was taking notes from that
shit. This is Halloween.
Bro, there was one week where I thought I was a fucking fireman.
Mm-hmm.
And mother had, so I don't know, she had like matches on top of matches, right? Okay. I started building these little forts made out of matches.
I'm scared. Where is this going?
This is where this shit got bad. This is why you don't leave your kids alone. So fucking 10-year-old Joshua.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a great idea to take these matches, right? And I would line them up. So, so the minute I lit one wick, it was like a domino effect. Like the whole little thing would fucking light on fire.
So what you're telling me is that you were a fucking psychopath as a child.
That, or maybe I was possessed.
You know what? If I could throw this up through Zoom at you, I would.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. I went through a phase where once I got hip to the internet, I started looking up the signs of like being. I had all the symptoms in my head.
In your head?
Oh, this shit just froze. Wait, no, I can't hear you right now.
Well, I can. Back.
Bro, I was getting weird headaches. Whenever I'd go to church, I'd feel funny. My stomach would hurt.
Yeah, that means you're hungry.
No, I don't
He's
know.
Like, my stomach hurt when I was in church. You mean you're hungry because we've been sitting for 4 hours in there?
And then I would have days where I was a fucking architect. I'd be designing fucking little tree houses. Because
acknowledge the range where he goes from Batman to an architect? That's the most boring job. I'm sorry to architects out there.
I went from Batman to the devil to an architect.
And I thought I was a strange kid. Okay. Well,
so needless to say, I did not have a crazy, spooky imaginary friend like you did. I just had a real wicked imagination where, like, every day was a new fucking day.
That's fucking crazy.
I'm not gonna lie.
Speaking of like all of this, I searched for some ghost stories, and like, if you guys have any ghost stories, please feel free to email us at WTFLatinx@gmail.com for like some submissions for us to read if you feel like it.
Not even if you feel like it, it's mandatory. If you listen to this episode and you like ghost stories, you have to
If you want more ghost stories, then you have to give us material to work with.
Like, we want to talk about it and give you our reactions. So yeah, you guys better send over those ghost stories.
or whatever you guys want us to talk about.
Now, and I was also thinking, I think I might want to have my mom pop in.
Oh, that's cute, actually.
That lady, I think I mentioned it before. She has like a sixth sense for like negative energy.
Oh, yeah.
There's been moments where she's told me that in this house, she's gotten like almost choked out by demons. And it's always...
I believe it. Your house kind of creepy.
It's always when she's alone, too. She's like, yo, there's something that follows me, but it won't touch me when there's others around. It always tries to catch me when I'm alone. And she's from the old country, and I know she's from the jungles, and there's a lot of spirits and
negative... Jungles. I just picture her going, like, in a...
Bro.
Tar sand style.
This lady showed me how they used to live. They had the little latrines in the back, the mud hut. Not the mud hut, but the little huts. Like, she grew up very, like, poor, bien humilde.
Okay. I don't know how to transition out of that now. So, anyways, going back to the podcast. I did find some stories on Reddit that I kind of wanted to touch upon. I don't know if it's good or bad to, like, say what their thing is. So, instead, I'm going to say, like, this is by Damien, and it was posted 6 months ago.
Yo, shout out, Damien.
shout out. Yeah. And so, this is called Ghost Kid I Was Friends With As a Child. It says, when I was really young, I lived in a small brick house in Somerville, South Carolina. Shout out to South Carolina, and shout out to all the states, and like all of our listeners. I know we have listeners from Scotland, from England, so I just think that's really cool.
Wow. Wait, hold up.
I think Joshua just died.
Hello?
Shout out to our Scotland listeners.
No, literally, I heard shout out to, and then it went silent for a bit, and I'm like, shout out to who? So, yo, shout out to my people in Scotland. Y'all really cool.
In England, I said.
In England.
Good vibes. But we're struggling with Zoom as much as everybody else. Recording not in person kind of sucks.
It's a little difficult, but, like, it's cool. It goes to show you, though, like, if you really want to do something, you can do it. There's no
excuse. You can adapt to stuff. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's always, like, a little, like, you know, back door.
Absolutely.
Hey, shout out to New Back Door for letting me use all the websites I shouldn't be using at school back in the day.
So, anyways, I remember always talking about a friend I had named Roger.
Dude, what a the name,
of Richard.
Well, wait, was it Richard or Roger?
No, I said earlier Richard, but his friend's name is Roger, so I just think that's funny.
Oh, I see the thing with the R's.
And telling my mom about him, I vaguely remember shadows moving at night, but not being scared because I knew it was my friend Roger. Well, years and years later, when I was in my early 20s, I reminded my mom about that friend, and she told me something that actually creeped the fuck out. So as an adult, looking back, I just figured that Roger was an imaginary friend that I made up. Because I was an only child. Can we talk about... I was an only child, too. Bro, so, is this, like, an only child thing?
I really do think, like... Yeah, it has to be an only child thing.
Because, like, that's so weird. I reminded my mom... So, as an adult, looking back, I just figured that Roger was an imaginary friend I made up because I was an only child and I wanted to play with others. When I asked my mom if she remembered Roger, she told me that on various nights after she put me to bed... she would hear someone running around the house and yell from my room, "Damon, it's bedtime. You need to get to go to bed. It's getting late." And then heard more running around the house. And she would go out into the living room and looked for me playing with my toys. And no one was there. She opened my door and found me fast asleep every time. I still think back how freaking creepy that is. So apparently there was a family in the house before us. With a child who died somehow in the house. No idea how the kid died, but my mom told me that their kid's name was Roger. And then he lived and died in the same house.
Oh,
no. I hate that.
Yo,
I hate that.
That's either a really scary coincidence or my man Roger was still
running around,
just having fun. I guess he was a happy fucking ghost, you know?
And then just to like kind of
fucking rot, yo, that shit's crazy.
And then the comments, there's actually another like story.
Rick and Morty.
There's this person whose name is Chandelier.
Well,
I'm gonna say half of their names because I don't know, like, I don't want to just send people running to, you know, like, I want to give them credit, but also, like, I don't want to, like, yeah. So I'm gonna say half of their name. Half of their name is Chandelier. I recently asked my mom about Hoppy, the girl who used to babysit me and had no idea who I was talking about, LOL. I remember this tall, brown-haired girl. And she had a very big dog, like a Great Dane. I remember thinking it was a giraffe. I asked Dad and my aunt, and they had no clue who I was talking about. Crazy, because I felt a real connection to this girl. My memory of her, she was strong physically and very kind. And I felt safe and remember thinking, this is my friend. I was pretty confused when my mom told me who the best memory of anyone I know had no recollection of this girl. That is also crazy, because we have, as a kid, I can't picture a kid making up a whole person. You know what I mean?
Not as a fact.
Like, how does a kid just make up this whole person's characteristics, including their dog?
Well, I mean, if you're Joshua.
You fucking set fires. As an only child, you psychopath.
Bro, this enough about me. Let's get back to Roger.
That was it. Yeah.
Yo, have you ever caught yourself doing that?
What do you mean?
Like, have you ever caught yourself reminiscing about somebody or thinking about somebody, and then just to later realize, like, oh wait, that person didn't exist?
No.
I feel like I've had moments like that.
Like, I thought you were going somewhere else with that. Cause I'm like, sometimes I'll be reminiscent about people I went to high school with. And I'm like, yo, like, remember that one person? What happened to them? Like, there's this girl, her name was Donna. And we used to make fun of her because in Spanish, you know, dona is a donut, like eating. And she was like chubby girl. So it's like, oh, a donut. Ha ha ha. Kids are cruel. Anyways. And so back when the whole Twilight rave situation was happening, I let Donna borrow one of my books. Yo, I was hounding her for like months to get it back. Cause she wanted to read it before the movie came out, and she actually read it.
Really?
Yeah, and we like would talk about like the differences in the movie and the book.
That's crazy,
but kid. It's weird because it's like I bonded with this person over this book when I was like what, 13, and I'm like, now I'm 22 and I'm like, I wonder what happened to Donna. Like, did she go to college? Did she buy a house? Is she married? Does she have kids? Like, Donna, where are you?
Donna.
Yeah.
Donna, if you're out there, please, you have to call into the podcast.
And, like, let me know what happened with that book.
Carla's like, I want my book back.
Yo, nothing hurts like borrowing a book and not getting it back. I have a book in here somewhere that someone lent me, and I never get it back.
Bro, now that you say that, I lent the guys at the studio a book.
Never got it back.
Bro, I'm never getting that book back. Mm-mm. At this rate, I don't even know if I'm going to see the guys.
Yeah, you might not see them for years.
EKO, shout out to the guys. I know y'all don't listen to the podcast, but shout out to the guys.
Fake ass friends.
Yo, y'all some fake motherfuckers.
Gang.
Oh, shit. All right, yo, what are the stories you got?
So the next one that I have is called When Your Daughter's...
My computer's acting dumb.
What?
No, I was trying to find some on my computer, like, and I clicked on a link and the link wouldn't open. That's not funny. That shit got me mad. Yo, the thing just kept loading. I'm like, all right, maybe I'm not meant to read this one. Like,
That. Okay. So not my child, but my little sister's. This is a different story. This is by RJ. Not my child, but my little sister. She's a genius and could walk and talk before she was even one. One day, while she was about 2 or 3 years old, she was playing with blocks up in her room. And we could hear her talking to someone named Amy. Asked her to play blocks or telling her that her stacking was really good. When my stepdad came home later, we told him about it. And he told us that he had an aunt, Amy, who passed away ages ago. Let it be noted that my little sister was the first child in ages for my stepdad's family. So distant family could constantly come and visit. We lived on a mountain, so one night, to get her to sleep, we took a car ride. Well, I'm this story's confusing. So I'm like, hold up.
IQ is just giving me a headache.
Yeah, I'm like, so let it be noted. So they're saying she was the first child in ages from the family, so distant family could come and visit. So, like, they just came to visit the child. Okay. And then they live on mountains, so they go take car rides. I wonder what they're doing now in Corona time. Wonder. And they live on a mountain. I just picture, like, a horror movie mountain. But anyways, while driving back up the mountain, she pointed at the mountainside and said, "What's she doing with her baby?" Oh, we couldn't see anything and pushed it off as her being imaginative. Later, we found out decades that a woman had jumped off the mountain with her infant son. Oh my god, I hate that.
Dude, what the fuck?
She saw the woman jumping with her child.
What the fuck?
That's it? That's all you got?
Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I don't know. That shit don't sound real.
But at the same time, it does. Like, if someone's gonna see a woman jumping with another child, it's gonna be a kid. And then no one's gonna believe them, because why would you believe a kid?
Bro, but what are the odds of that? Like,
that is crazy.
I don't know. That's just spooky. Yo, that shit must have fucked them up psychologically.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, you probably harken back to that every now and then. Like, yo, did that really happen? Like,
or did I imagine it in my dreams and stuff? Like, yeah, that's hard.
Think about it. Think about you being a kid in a car. Like, half of the time, yo, I'd be falling asleep.
That's true.
So like, did you like halfway dream that?
You don't know because you're a kid.
Exactly. Like, and even as an adult, you can't, like, yo, there's moments where I've had shit happen. Mm-hmm. And I, like, black out, wake back up, and I'm like, yo, did that really happen? Or was that just a dream? Like,
was I imagining it? Yeah.
Was I imagining that? Like, especially in the car, too?
Yeah.
Bro. Okay.
Next story. It says, I was too young to remember this, but it's been confirmed by my whole family, and they wouldn't make it up. So I can't tell you who wrote this because it says deleted, but
oh, no.
I guess the person deleted their account. When I was 3 or 4, I stood up on the couch, took a look out the window into the backyard and started saying hello and waving and laughing. My mom was confused and looked out the window to find no one there. So she asked me who I was talking to, and I told her it was my sister, my sister's angel, which freaked her out. Haha. She asked me to describe what she looked like, and I described what she thought was my great aunt, who died before I was born, and we didn't have any pictures of her or anything. I still don't know what she looks like. Without saying who she thought I was describing, she got me to tell my dad who I was seeing, and then he immediately thought it was my great aunt as well. Apparently, I told him that she was just visiting, but she comes around to watch and protect my sister because she loves her so much. Oh, I saw her a few more times after that, and I talked to her because she got the chance to meet me while she was alive. I'm skeptical about ghosts and spirits, but I believe the story because my family wouldn't lie about something like this long. I'm 19 now and haven't seen ghosts since. Haha. What do you think of that?
Yo, that story has me thinking. I went through a phase, now that I can remember as a kid,
mm-hmm.
where I started to feel energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like there was something like negative following me. And I went through like a whole, I think it's probably like a whole 2 years where every night before I went to bed, I would pray.
Honestly, now that you mention it, I had a phase like that too.
I don't know if that's
like I just felt like uncomfortable, like someone was watching me. So I would like, me presinaba, I'd do like the cross sign before going to sleep every night too. And I would pray.
I'd never forget my prayer because it was always like, oh, God, while I'm in my room, can you send an angel to each window and to cover my door?
Josh is like, yo, can I have some backup?
In my head, I'm like, listen, Jesus, right? So if he can't get in through the door, right, he gonna try to come in through the windows. You need at least two dudes by the door, right? Boom. And you at least need two. I got two windows, so I need one dude by one window, one dude by the other window.
Oh my God, I love it. I love that. That's where your mind went. That's great.
Yeah, you just reminded me. I'm just like, yo, shit, that shit, I've definitely had little experiences that I'm just not remembering until now.
Cool. Yeah, there's always like little things that trigger your memory, and you're like, am I imagining, or is that really my memory? Okay, so this next story is by Stefan, 23. Sorry, yo. I'm tired. This fucking dark ass, cloudy,
mysterious. It's beautiful. Stop lying.
But weather. It has me like all sleepy and stuff.
Listen, Carla. Listen.
What's popping?
Man, you look like you about to smack me. All right, keep talking. guys, Carla gave me that look. Like, yo, is he really interrupting the podcast for some dumb shit right now?
Are you?
You
just did. So it doesn't even matter because you literally just interrupted me.
All right, yo, guys, back to the ghost story. Sorry.
So this next one's by Stefan. It says, when I was 3, we lived in a house in Elgin, Illinois, that I was born in. I wasn't allowed in the basement because it had paint, chemicals, tools, etc. Which makes sense. I wouldn't want my kid, like, going down the stairs and, like, hurting themselves.
No, hell no.
But I was allowed to sit at the top step. Why?
Wait. He was allowed to what?
To sit on the top step. He just wasn't allowed to go downstairs, but he could sit on the top step. Which I did quite often. The only light was a single-hanging light bulb, which was always left on because it was a pull string light and had no switch. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about why basements only have fucking one light bulb?
Bro, the worst
part... No one thought of putting lighting on basements.
The worst part is when the basement... when the light dies on you and you're the only one downstairs...
I've never had
that shit happen.
So, story time. So, right now, I live in an apartment complex because I moved in 2018. And we hated where we lived. We lived in a little house. Down a hospital street. And that was like, I lived in that house for 5 years ever since like I arrived to Massachusetts. So that was like my first and only house, and I lasted a long time there.
Yo, when you say little though, like that house was fucking tiny.
It was fucking tiny. It was definitely not made for, it doesn't feel like it was made for normal people. Cause like if I like stood up straight, I would hit my head with the roof going up the stairs.
I'm not gonna lie. Your house kind of felt like an afterthought. It felt like somebody like wanted to build a garage and then they're like, well.
It's already here. Just put bedrooms on it. Yeah.
You know what? Just give it like another floor and like add a couple rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely felt like it was done last minute. But yeah, so the way that house was structured is we have, you literally go in and then there's a bathroom. Who puts a bathroom by the entrance?
Bro.
That means if I had to pee at night, I had to go down the stairs from the bedrooms upstairs to go like, casi como si fuera salir from the house, almost as if I'm leaving and like you have
the exit door to the right and then the bathroom door to the left. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Bro, imagine being somebody that, like, that sleepwalks.
I had to pee a lot. I had to go down the stairs multiple times at night. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so the kitchen was right next to it. We had the living room, and then the bedrooms were upstairs. And so we had a basement, which only had one light bulb. Yes, it wasn't hanging. It was, like, almost attached to the stairs. Like, you go down the basement stairs, and then, like, so on the side, there's, like, a wall light, I guess. And it was a very undone basement. It was just mud, and then they put cardboards on top of the mud.
No, people, let me give you perspective, bro. Carla's basement looked like something out of a horror movie.
It really did, though. We used to buy, like, if we bought expensive things, because we had just arrived, we bought TV. Then we would throw the TV box down there and then, like, never get it. We just threw a lot of trash.
I went into that basement one time. And I shit you not, that was my first and last time. I felt like that shit felt like an executioning room. It felt like if I made the wrong step, I was gonna open up a trap door and fall through the bottom.
It really did, yeah.
Like spooky vibes, big time.
We had no flooring.
Bro, it was dirty in there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's like every scary movie ever before you, like, find the magic amulet that's, like, gonna, you know, haunt you forever.
Honestly. So, that's not the creepiest part. So, yeah, we only had one light bulb, but the thing is, like, so, because it's a basement, the walls were also mud, right?
No fucking way.
And one of the mud walls had a hole in it.
Yup.
And so, at one point, I don't remember what they were fixing, if it was, like, plumbing or something, but, like, the person that was in charge of, like, fixing stuff in the house by the renter. He paid these people to come to fix some stuff. This fucking human being went inside that hole and disappeared.
No fucking way.
So still to this day, I don't know how deep that hole is and if there's a dead body in there. But just know of, like, 6'5" grown ass strong build man fit through the basement hole and completely disappeared. Like, he was a few inches in,
bro.
He, like, crawled in and he fit in. Like, I feel like another man would have probably fit in there too. So I don't know who made that hole. Why is there a hole in the wall? What were they trying to hide,
bro? Bro, what if it's a tunnel?
It could be. Like, I don't know. That basement was just, like, bad vibes. And so, whenever my mom was going down to the basement, I had to wait for her up the stairs because she got scared of going downstairs. And she's like, if you're not going with me, at least you're going to wait up there for me. And I'm like, mommy, what? Nothing's going to happen. She's like, nah, you stay right there.
Carla's like, I'm good, Shawty.
I was like, I'm not going downstairs. And if we really had to, I think we had, like, the backyard grass cutter downstairs too. We had, like, random shit in there.
Bro. What you got me thinking, bro, about you got me thinking about basements now.
Yeah, because they're creepy.
Like,
people find a lot of things. I remember reading a story where someone had just bought a house and they found a gun in their basement wall. That was just hidden. So, no dudes que someone could have killed someone with that gun and not been found for years.
Oh, yo, hello. Shit, who knows? Maybe there's a body in the basement, bro.
You don't know.
Yo.
There's a couple of serial killers that I remember have. Okay, so if you have to know something about me, is I'm obsessed with, like, cold case podcasts and stuff like that.
Big facts.
So I can't remember what his name was, but he basically, like, he worked as a handyman, and so he was fixing something for his customers, and he was a serial killer, so he would hide his bodies in at his customers' houses.
What the fuck?
So then, at one point, there was this, like, customer who's like, oh, what's the police doing here? Oh, you remember that handyman you hired? Yeah, we gotta check your basement because we believe that one of his victims is in your basement.
No.
Yep. Yep.
Talk about spooky.
I know. Okay, but.
Okay, wait, bro. What was that noise? Oh shit, that was.
That was you, silly boy.
My bad.
Okay, so next story that I haven't finished. So he's allowed to sit on the top step. He's saying there's only a one light bulb thing, bro, string.
Nah, bro, what movie is this from? This sounds like a movie scene.
The Conjuring. I would sit at the top of the stairs and listen to the two men talk. I can barely remember, but I liked their conversations because they were funny. Kind of like two old men ribbing each other and cracking jokes nonstop. They weren't shadow people, but literally shadows cast on the wall by the light. I never knew the source of the shadows because I wasn't allowed past the top step. So you just saw shadow people and, like, heard them talking?
Bro. But, yo, were they shadow people?
He says, but one of the shadows looked like a man in a hat and a trench coat. Like the dude on a neighborhood watch signs. The second I can only describe as agreements, the fiction of McDonald's character. My parents both still remember and have serious explanation for it, but I vividly remember their voices and shadows were not imaginary, but very real. Also, when my youngest niece was very little, apparently they lived in a house where someone suffered an accident in the shower and died. She would always talk to the nice man who lives in the toilet on a daily basis, just talked to the toilet.
yo, I can't. The nice man. So he was a nice man, apparently.
Who just lives in the toilet? You know, if I'm a ghost, bro, there's a lot of places I'd rather be. I don't think the toilet is one of them. Bro, like, I don't get me wrong. Like, I enjoy my toilet time. That's the throne.
Ooh, nah, that's the vibe sometimes.
But. You're telling me I'm dead and I'm not at a mall or, like, doing something bad. I'm just in a toilet.
Think about that. Isn't that called purgatory?
I don't picture purgatory like that. I always picture purgatory like a white room.
Well, that was his purgatory where he was just stuck on that toilet. Think about it. Like that. No, he died in the shower and then he's permanently stuck in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what he doesn't haunt any other place in the house, just the bathroom.
That's too funny.
So every time you flush the toilet, all you hear is, woo.
Every time you flush the toilet, let me tell you, I flush a couple times a day. So that would be annoying.
I'd be hot. Yo, why does it?
I'd be like, yo, can you go away? Like, I'm trying to do my business. But anyways.
Bro, leave me alone, fam.
I think I'm going to do two more stories and then.
A couple more. I was looking up random stuff. Like I was curious about like what was considered the scariest state in America. Like random like that.
That's cool. So the next one's by Mug. Well, that's like half of the name, Mug.
Oh hell.
I'm Native American, so believing children can't see ghosts isn't uncommon. Anyway, when I was 15, my brother-in-law died in a car accident. It was awful. I remember the adults running around and crying. Excuse me. And I remember I was the one who was told to console my 13-year-old niece because it was her dad. One of the worst periods of my life, but back to the kids. I had another niece who was 3 at the time, and since the adults were busy, it was me and a few other of the older kids who were in charge of the 3-year-old. Yep, put kids in charge of kids. That's always a good idea.
Oh, no, that's the way to go. Like, that's how you do it.
Absolutely. Well, I was watching her play with dolls in a little room off of the living room. She suddenly looked up at the computer desk and just stared for 2 minutes. She suddenly looked up at the computer desk and just stared. For 2 minutes, she did this still as a stone. And then she just said in her baby boy, Uncle Blanc. After she said that, she giggled, nodded, and then put her index finger in her lips like she was shushing something. She went back to playing with her toys, and when I was asked who was talking, she simply looked, shook her head, and asked where my niece was. What?
Bro.
That was a horrible... Y'all! Do better! So I guess the point of that story is that the little girl saw it, and she was going to give a message to from her dad to the daughter.
I mean, that doesn't really sound spooky. That one actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, because it's like you want to comfort your children if you pass away or something like that. But yeah,
it's one of those like, oh, I'm not a scary ghost. I'm like, I'm just trying to leave this plane of existence on a good note.
I think it's cute that I imagine that he was like a funny guy who's like, shh, but you just gotta tell her, don't tell anybody else, okay? And then the 3-year-old's like, you got it.
Got it. I'm telling everybody.
So the next one is, when my daughter was around 8 years old, she twice saw the apparition of a tall man wearing a cowboy hat in our apartment.
Yeehaw!
One time he was standing in the hallway with a woman and a child, all of them dressed in old-fashioned clothes, and another time she saw him lying beside me in bed. Ooh. That time, his eyes were glowing bright red. Ooh, we don't like bright red eyes. Ooh,
bright red eyes is a big no-no.
Mm-hmm. I never said anything to the landlord who lived downstairs because we weren't sure how he would react. One day, I decided to test the waters by nonchalantly asking the landlord if he had ever seen anything strange. He said he had once seen a man come up through the door that led into the basement. What? It was one of those doors that closed shut in the front with the floor, in the flush with the floor. I don't know
what that means.
Me neither. He walked across the kitchen and passed right through the back of the door. I asked him to describe the apparition, and he said it was a tall man wearing a cowboy hat. So it was the same man on, like, the basement. He was going from the basement up to the second floor.
What?
I know, it's like, I don't know, you know, I consider myself a believer, but some of these stories are like, y'all need to get your facts straight.
Nah, some, you know what it is, some of them are just like, damn, they're basic.
Yeah. Oh, like, I saw a cowboy come out of the basement. I'm like, yeah, well.
Well, okay.
I'm the Queen of England, like, what's up, my name's Mary.
Like, whatever.
Ooh, my curls look cute.
Oof, they fire. Yo, let's take a quick commercial break because I have to use the bathroom.
Oh, the new boy has to go potty.
Perfect. Yes, Carla, we love your curls. I love your curls. You know the vibes.
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyways, it's not like I'm modeling in the camera.
All right. What you want to do? You want to read another story? Let's see if we can find one more good one.
I'm going to do one more good one just because I see that there's creepy in the thing. So this next one is by Cherry. My little girl is one, and she does some creepy stuff sometimes. Examples are reaching for someone to pick her up when there's no one there, waving at nothing. When we are playing games with her, she always acts like there's another player. And one day she ran into the back hallway, and it sounded like she gave someone kisses and ran back to me. But I know there's no one but us in the house. It really gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Bro.
I hate that. Yeah. I hate all of them. I'm like, ugh. I feel like when I'm a mom, I'm going to be that mom that believes everything my child says. Like, oh, I was born in my reasoning for everything's going to be a ghost or, like, past lives. How does your 2-year-old know about, like, the war, blah, blah, blah? He had a past life there. He must have.
Yeah, he used to, he was in the war.
Yeah.
Yo.
It makes sense. That's why he's so wise.
How do you cater to a child like that?
There's TV shows about it because, like, you have to have professional. And even sometimes, like, you need psychological help because there'll be kids that are scared to, like, get on airplanes or, like, get on boats because they keep saying that they died in a boat, so they don't want to get on a boat.
No way.
Mm-hmm. So you have to get them, like, psychological therapy for, like, that trauma. The unsolved trauma.
How do you
give even birth- though they're like 4 years old?
How do you give birth to a kid with a past life? Like, that shit sounds crazy to me.
I know, it's pretty cool though.
It is cool, but it's creepy as shit. It's like oh my god, I lost my train of thought. I'll get it though.
Okay. One more and then it's your turn, because I feel like I've been talking for like ages. I know we're a little scatterbrained in this episode, guys, but that's what random rants are for. It's for us to bring you content and like, this is what we're feeling, this is where we're at. I hope that you guys identify with how scatterbrained we are right now.
Yo, man, this episode is as weird as I feel.
Amen.
Let's get it.
Okay, so it says, one day, my son was sitting in my lap. Oh, this is by Sky. One day, my son was sitting in my lap in the living room of our house. He was about 3 years old. Out of the blue, he told me that he missed me when I was dead. I thought this was strange, and maybe I had misheard him. So I asked him to repeat himself, and he said, yeah, I missed you when you were dead. When we lived in apartment number 8, and I was all alone after you were dead. He didn't seem upset about it at all. It's just a matter of fact before he went on to talk about another subject.
What the fuck? Apartment number 8? Like, what?
How does a 3-year-old know which apartment he's talking about?
He's being too specific, too. Like,
that's fucking crazy.
See, I'm like halfway in, halfway out. Like, sometimes I feel like, did this child watch a TV show? Mm-hmm. Are they just reiterating shit that they saw on fucking CSI SVU?
That's true. But why are kids... I guess it would be scarier if it's like, we don't watch SVU. There's no way for that child to know that specific information.
But I feel like there's always some gray area. It's always like, yo, did I leave the TV on while I was sleeping? Did he wake up in the middle of the night and like creep into the room?
Read something.
Yeah,
that's the thing about this. And it's that I feel like that's why it's so hard to also get like evidence of, because there's so many factors that come into it. But yeah, I want you to do your I've been talking for a while, so.
I'm sorry.
Your turn.
I got curious. I got super curious, and I'm started thinking. I'm like, yo, what are some states that I never want to, like, go to because they're just spooky or known for being spooky?
Oklahoma, because there's Tiger King in there.
Bro, the first one on the list is Alabama.
Oh.
And it is They give like a real specific site called the sloss furnaces.
The sloss, like SLAU.
SLOSS.
Oh, okay. So what happened?
I guess, do you actually want to learn, like, read about the place?
Yeah, if you can. I don't know if you got the info.
No. It's a brief little paragraph. I got you. So apparently, it was open from 1882 to 1971.
Okay.
But apparently this is a national landmark in Birmingham, mm-hmm. Birmingham, Alabama. That was once the world's largest manufacturer of pig iron. Right?
Did you say pig iron?
Dude, I have no idea what pig iron is. I am not gonna lie to you, bro. I'm gonna
pop that in the booth. Okay, so they killed animals there, I'm guessing.
No. Pig iron is crude iron that is attained from smelting in a furnace. So it's just iron.
Oh, basically. So it's just regular iron. Okay. It's
regular iron. All right. Whatever. Though this achievement came at a cost, working conditions at the plant were miserable, particularly from the 1900s to 1906, under the reign of graveyard shift foreman James Slag Wormwood.
He sounds like a serial killer.
Oh, well, let's talk about this man's name.
Slag. I'm like, he sounds like death follows him.
Bro, middle name is Slag, and if I'm not mistaken, a slag in London or like UK is like a whore.
Oh,
it's like slang for like a whore. So James Slag, and then the last name Wormwood.
Yeah, he sounds like trouble.
Yo, bro. All right, let's keep going though. So apparently this demon. fucking pushed his workers to take dangerous risks to speed up production. Mm-hmm. And 47 workers died during his reign.
That's a lot, especially because that was less than 10 years.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. That was only in 6 years.
Wow. That's so sad.
Ooh, that's crazy. Oh, no.
I'm sorry if I'm quiet. I'm like, I'm having my nice cup of coffee.
Nah, wait. Wait till you get to the irony in this shit, right? So I guess a bunch of other iron. People. The irony, right? So a bunch of...
No, iron.
No, I know. Wait till you listen to what I got to say. Hold on.
Okay.
Here's the rest of it. So I guess a bunch of other heads were injured. And my man James ends up dying, right? When he falls into a pool of molten steel.
Oh.
Bro, and here's where this shit gets spooky. So I guess people say that after that happened, they started to feel an unnatural presence at the plants. They still believe that his spirit lingers.
I have questions.
Bro, apparently...
They still use that steel, and are there haunted swords somewhere?
Bro, there's probably a bunch... You think about all
that. You hadn't thought of that, huh?
No, if he fell into the molten metal?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then they're like, his body disintegrated by the large temperatures. I don't know what the temperature is, but... Exactly. There's a high enough temperature that, like, I don't want to say melts, but, like, impact falls.
Exactly. That man is disintegrated. Come on, molten steel? Like, and that means any diseases that he would have had would have burnt off, too, because the heat should have killed it, at least at that temperature.
Yeah.
So, I don't see them throwing away that steel.
That's money in the 1900s.
Yo, 1906. Yo, my man just melted into the metal. Shit, we gonna make something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next place.
Hold on. So I guess people that still work there could apparently hear somebody telling them to get back to work. And I guess there was over like 100 reports. Yo. There's been over 100 reports of this paranormal activity going on over there. So needless,
this thing is really out here in the afterlife telling people to work. Why don't you go for a vacation, James?
Yo, James, you're dead, my nigga. Like,
go let away. It go. I don't want to work. I don't work there.
James sounds like my manager.
You go to Marshall's, and then you have some older lady come to you. This happens to me all the time. Because I usually wear my car lanyard.
Oh.
My car keys. So I have old ladies approach me and be like, can you help me find this? I'm like, I don't work here. Just imagine walking around the factory and being like, James, get back to work. I'm like, I don't work here, dude. Like, calm down.
What was I going to say? You had me thinking. This is, like, off topic, but there was one time, because in high school, I went to PFA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our
Performing
uniform,
Arts and... Performing
and Fine Arts High School, and our uniform was a red top mm-hmm. and khaki pants and mm-hmm. black shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So it just so happens to be that the people at Target...
So did you go to Target?
Bro, I went to Target after school one day. I kept my uniform on. Yo, this cute girl comes up to me. She's like, hey... So I'm looking to buy a flat screen TV, and I look at her, I'm like, oh, word, that's cool. Which one are you trying to get? I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, this shorty trying to talk, like she's trying to have a conversation. I'm like, fuck it, I'm young. I'm like, yo, and she's like, yeah, you think you can help me out? I'm like, oh, I don't know much about TVs, but I'll give you a hand. What you need? Yo. come to find out, she's like, yeah, so da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, I look at her, I'm like, oh, wait, you think I work here?
Oh, my God.
She's like, yeah, don't you? I'm like, nah, I just thought you was trying to talk about TVs. I was just being friendly. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I'm not going to lie. That's the best story you've told me so far.
I don't think I've ever told you that. That just kind of
came. No, that one was great. You just had some chick come up to you. Let's just talk about Josh's ego, how he thinks ladies are dropping for him.
Bro, I'm a youngin'. I'm in high school. I think I'm
like, what's up?
I think I'm looking good. She pull up with confidence. She look good too. I'm like, yo, que lo que?
No puedo. Okay. Right. Next location.
Hold up. Next place. That
only two more.
Am I gonna lie? The sloss furnace, creepy as shit, bro.
I can't believe he tells people to go back to work. I'm like, fuck you.
All right. So the next one is in Alaska.
Oh. There's no one in Alaska. I'm like,
think about all the creepy shit that must go on over there, though.
Yeah, they have a lot of free reign. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the South. It's just people with guns and, like, fucking who's really gonna
it's guns,
stop air- you? It's just woods. There's just woods everywhere. Jardo.
My bad. I was reading so Alaska. Mm-hmm. It's called the Red Onion Saloon. It was established in 1898, right?
Suddenly the saloon's making me hungry for onion rings.
So you're a clown. Oh, I'm hungry now too. All right, so I guess the saloon was Skagway, which is a popular what happened?
The Onion Saloon, and I'm not gonna get hungry, like.
Dude, wait. The story's starting to get weird, right? So the Onion Saloon in Skagway, mm-hmm. was a popular brothel during the Klondike Gold Rush.
Oh, everyone died.
And it said and today it is said to be haunted by one of the women who worked there. So her name was Lydia.
Okay, that's my sister's name. So that's fucking creepy. My half sister, yeah. So, I feel like my sister would be petty enough to come back after that. So yes, keep going.
So apparently, it says that multiple people have spotted her, just chilling in a room down the hall. I guess
waiting for customers.
I guess that was the room that she had once occupied. So that's where she was doing her thing. Yes, why not? And I guess. There's certain people that they claim to smell her perfume.
Ooh.
And I guess every now and then in certain sections they get like their cold spots, so you can feel like the como un frío, like that just comes over you.
I'm gonna lie, that makes me a little bit sad too, because the working / living conditions in that time were not great, so. Just imagine, again, it has that comparison with the previous ghost. You're forced to work after you're dead. Like, ew. But keep going.
That's how it ends. It doesn't give us more details. I kind of want to, like, I want to know more.
Yeah.
They'll keep, but, all right, hold up. There's a couple more. I want to do one more. This one looks creepy as shit.
Okay. We like creepy here.
I'm going to give you two options, though. So we have Arizona.
Yeah?
It's called the Yuma.
Arizona.
Stop making fun of me. It's called the Yuma Territorial Prison.
Okay.
And then the next one is California, right? And it's a boat called the Queen Mary.
Oh, I already know about Queen Mary.
You know about Queen Mary?
It's like a boat compared to the Titanic. A lot of it was a boat used in war. A lot of people died. People walked through the boat.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to do the Yuma, because I've never heard of these, the Yuma Territorial Prisons. Oh, it's around crazy, bro. It held more than 3,000 murderers, thieves, and other criminals during its 33 years in operation from 1870. Yikes.
That's a lot of criminals in one place.
That shit, but so I guess in 1876 to 1904, mm-hmm. 1909, there were more than 100, I guess, criminals that died on the premises, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess apparently the guides that go there. Everybody reports, like, yo, whenever we get next to cell number 14 specifically, we get this cold feeling. Everybody gets, like, a cold chill that just comes upon them.
Huh.
And cool. I guess apparently there was a prisoner named John Ryan, and he committed suicide inside of that cell.
Ryan's.
Dude, bro. And Ryan's. Another weird spot in the prison is called the Dark Cell. And it's a
that
place.
That sounds like a horror movie that bro, I would like to watch.
Bro, it's apparently that's where they would send like the prison inmates that would act up and go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays they call it the box. It's like an isolation zone where they kind of deprive you, and it's black. You can't see anything. Like there's no sunlight. It's just you in this dark room, and you're kind of just
I hate that. Yeah, it's like a sensory, like...
It's like, yeah, it deprives you of your senses, and you kind of like... Well, I guess, apparently no one's ever died in there, but two of the inmates that were transferred there ended up having to go to an insane asylum.
Yeah, because that shit drives you crazy. I'll never understand prison. Like, we should have more conversations about prisons, and because...
Bro, the prison industrial complex is crazy. That shit is a multi-dollar, like, it's $1 million business.
Billions and billions of dollars.
Like, we have people like Michael Jordan, there's athletes, famous people that are invested into these complexes.
Did you say Michael Jordan owned a prison?
Yo, motherfuckers be, I love the sneakers, but it's been proven that Jordan owns equity in a prison somewhere.
Which that's is kind of really weird. Fucked.
Yeah, where it's like, yo, bro, you really own like equity in a prison? Like, you don't have a fucking.
The purpose of a prison was supposed to be punished, but let's not get into. Yeah, like.
No. That's whatever. That's just something random. Like, that's a private investment that he has, and he, you know, you do what you do.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
All right, that's the last one though. I'm gonna leave it at that because there's a bunch more. There's a bunch of random shit.
Yeah, but I feel like we've been talking for a while. So, what's up, guys? I hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to follow us at WTF Latinx Twitter, Instagram. Email us if you have any stories you want us to talk about or you want us to read your stories because we have fun doing this.
Yes.
Also, it means that we don't have to do research and I'm tired of doing research.
Yo, man, I love doing research, but sometimes it's just overwhelming.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just tired of it.
You know, sometimes we gotta let off. Also, guys, if you guys really want to support, you have multiple ways. Yo, just share something, share a link, put your neighbor on, put your mom on.
If you're listening to us, share on Instagram. You have especially on Spotify. I imagine you can also do it on Apple, but Spotify is really good.
Hell yeah! And if you guys really want to support, yo, Cash App, Too Cozy, TOOZY. 0904. Yo,
don't support him, but you don't send Joshua money, but you can go to our podcast page on Anchor, and if you feel like donating for us to improve our quality and podcasting, we ain't saying no.
Hey bro, I'm not trying to have y'all donate to me. I'm just having y'all trying to, you know, I want y'all to donate to the cause. That's it.
To the podcasting cause. And I think that's all I have. So we will see you guys on the next one.
You guys already know. Love y'all.
Stay safe. Text and call your loved ones. Make sure that they're okay. These are hard times, but we'll get through it.
Yes, we will.
And hopefully we'll come back stronger than ever.
Big time.
Until the next one.
We weird as shit, bro.